Hello and welcome to the Vegan Body Revolution Show. My name is Thomas Tadlock. I will be your host from veganbodyrevolution.com, where we show you how to achieve your ultimate dream body on a 100% plant-based diet. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I've got a very special show for you. Now, in previous episodes, I've given you tips about nutrition, about how to raise your metabolism, and how to lose fat very quickly on a vegan diet. I talked to you about how vegetables, especially raw cruciferous vegetables, are some of the most powerful components to achieving rapid fat loss and raising your metabolism. Cruciferous vegetables, just as a little review, are things like broccoli, cauliflower, radishes, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, all good stuff. They are some of the most fiber-dense and nutrient-dense vegetables that there are. Also, it's not about just eating some cruciferous vegetables every now and again. Rapid fat loss and raising metabolism requires eating tons of fresh vegetables, especially from the cruciferous family. Now, the problem that you run into, though, when you're trying to eat a ton of fresh vegetables every day are, one, when you eat a lot of non-organic veggies, I'm talking non-organic, you're also eating a lot of harmful pesticides. I mean, you think about it. Non-organic veggies, if you've ever seen, especially cruciferous vegetables, right? They grow from the ground, and you see those plants just dumping tons and tons of pesticides on top of them. Well, when you eat a salad once in a while, that's not a big deal. And I'm just talking from a pesticide or a health standpoint. But when you've got to eat 3 to 12 cups every single day because you're trying to make the most rapid body transformation possible, that adds up to a lot of toxic chemicals inside your body. And then let's not forget number two, what's your alternative? Well, you got to go organic, but organic veggies are frickin' expensive if you don't know where to look. I'm going to show you today how I get the highest quality, freshest possible organic produce in a way that is economical and doesn't break my bank. So imagine being able to get $125 worth of fresh organic produce for only 26 bucks. I know it sounds too good to be true, but we just did it. I'm going to show you exactly how. The way you do this is you go to your local farmer's market. Now, here are some tips for how to save a ton of money and get the best produce possible for faster metabolism and rapid fat loss by using your local farmer's market. Tip number one, bring your own bags. Oftentimes, vendors at your farmer's market do not supply bags for you to carry the produce in. See, sometimes you'll find vendors who do supply free bags. Okay, that's not very common. So don't count on it. You want to bring your own bags. Now, not just bring your own bags, but bring large bags. I like to bring my industrial-sized Costco bags with me because I always end up buying more than 50 pounds of produce every time I go. See, my local farmer's market meets only once a week. So I want to save a lot of money, and I've only got one day a week to be able to pull it off. So I'm buying an entire week's supply of produce every single time I go. Tip number two, bring cash. Vendors at farmers markets are not going to accept anything but cash, mostly because, well, they don't have electricity to plug into conveniently, and they don't have internet access or any of that stuff. Cash is what you want to bring. When I go, I bring at least $50, and I recommend that you do the same thing. You probably won't end up spending that much, but have at least 50 bucks on hand just in case, because you never know if you find a deal on a huge crate of avocados that might put you over the edge or might put you up to the $50 mark. Now, tip number three, determine what's more important to you before you get there. Is it getting the best selection of produce, or is it saving the most money possible? Now, let me start by saying you're going to save a ton of money either way, but I want you to prioritize. Is it more important to save money as much as you can, or is it more important to get the first pick of the produce? Because if you want to get the best possible selection of produce, get there very early, because sometimes these farmers will run out of a certain produce or a certain type of food. I've gone there to my local farmer's market at times where I wanted broccoli, and my favorite broccoli vendors have run out. Or we've gone there because we want to get kale, and kale just happened to be popular because maybe Dr. Oz was talking about it on TV. Well, guess what? All the kale was completely bought out by within 2 hours of the start time of the farmer's market. So if you want the best possible selection, go there early. Now, if you want the best possible deals, go about an hour or less before they close. You see, when the vendors start to close up their tents and pack up their produce, they are desperate to get rid of the produce that they have because it's going to go bad and they're not going to be able to sell it anyway. Because remember, this is organic produce. This is not preservative and pesticide-covered produce that can last for several weeks before it spoils. This is organic produce, so this stuff goes bad really, really fast. Now, if you want, at this point, this is your opportunity to make some incredible deals. My wife just purchased 50 pounds of vegetables, which would have normally cost $125 at Whole Foods. She got it for only $26. And the way she was able to do that, we got to the farmer's market about 30 minutes before they closed. And one of our favorite vendors that sells most of the foods that we buy at the farmer's market was packing up. And he took his crate of produce and he was bringing it to his truck. And my wife ran him down and said, stop, how much for your produce? And he's like, oh, I'm packing up. I'm like, how much? He said, oh, man, I'm sorry, ma'am, I'm gonna pack it up. But you know what? I'll give you a 10% discount on anything you want to buy. And then you know what my wife did? She said, how much for everything you're holding in your hand? And he had this huge crate of vegetables. We're talking two gigantic, massive Costco bag size full of veggies. And he said, I'll give you everything for $34. Now, that was over $50 worth of food, by the way. And then check this out. The farmer's wife says, no, $26. And so my wife's just standing there going, okay, I'll take your vegetables for even less money than you offered me before. That's fine. So $26, we were able to take it off of their hands. And they win because, number one, they're still making profit. Number two, they don't have to drag that all the way back to the farm and figure out a way to consume it or figure out what they're going to do with it. Tip number four, negotiate down every single transaction. Now, you may end up buying from multiple vendors. I offer vendors an opportunity to give me an extra 10 to 20%, and I usually get it. The way I do it is I bring just a few of the items that I want from that vendor up to the register, and I wait for them to ring it up, and then I say something like this. You know, I was about to hit three or four other vendors to get a few other things that I need, but I noticed that you have them here at a slightly higher price. What's the best deal that you can give me if I just bought everything I needed from you right now? Cha-ching! You know what that the sound is? That is the sound of money being saved because they would love to sell more and have me just be to come to their place as if it's my one-stop location. So they'll always hook me up when I do that. And I think you'll be able to save too if you use the same strategy. Next, always ask to round down to the nearest dollar amount whenever the register rings up with dollars and cents. For example, you bring your veggies up to the register and they ring it up and it says that'll be $10.65. Then what I would say is, would you be willing to accept $10? More cha-ching. They always round down for you. Always. I've never had a vendor say no. Now, you know, if you feel bad about that, always remember this. They can always say no, and that's fine too. That's totally fine. It's not if you don't round down, I'm never going to buy here again. It's nothing like that. Just ask, would you be willing to accept that? And every time I've done it, they have. So I hope it'll work for you. So let me give you some homework to do. This is your action task. I want you to identify all of the farmers markets in your area. You can use Google to do this. Find out what days and times they are put on, and you know, they're kind of like swap meets. So if you've never gone to a farmer's market before, just expect a swap meet type of format. Also, once you've figured that out, I want you to dedicate at least one day out of the week where you can make it a habit to go and purchase your produce from the farmer's market. They are by far the best choice to get the best quality, freshest, and best tasting produce that you can get over any other grocery store. So Good luck, have a lot of fun, save a ton of money, and enjoy the amazing organic produce that you get from there. Go ahead and leave me a comment if you do it. I would love to hear from you. You can post up a comment to our Facebook fan page. Go to facebook.com/veganbodyrevolution. You can even leave it on our blog at veganbodyrevolution.com. And if there's any way that you feel that I can help you at all, if you're looking for coaching or if you're looking to take your body to the next level, please don't hesitate to send me an email at tom@veganbodyrevolution.com. And also, I want to put this out too. It is January 18th today. I am going to launch a rapid fat loss, a 10-day tummy tightening program for anybody who wants to take an inch off their waist in just 10 days, 100% vegan style. And I want to know if you might be interested in something like that. If you are, hit me up, send me an email, and I'm going to send you some details. I'm looking to launch this not Monday, but the Monday after next. So that is so today's the 18th. We're looking at exactly, a week and a half from now. So if that's something that you'd be interested in, please send me an email, and we'll discuss the details from there. Also, don't forget to get yourself a free copy of your vegan muscle building guide. Just go to veganmusclebook.com. I thank you so much for tuning in today. I am your host, Thomas Tadlock, and I will catch you on the next podcast.